Until I went to America, I'd never heard the phrase an Indian summer. People apparently enjoyed an Indian summer in America, warm, mild, and calm during fall. In India, though, an Indian summer just meant hot and sticky. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. 8 of the world's 15 hottest places this June were in India. Churu in Rajasthan recorded 120 degrees on June 3rd. When I was a child, summer was always spent at home in Kolkata. Enid Blyton, that prodigious English author of scores of children's books, was my escape, my summer vacation. And Enid Blyton summer was a thing of wondrous beauty. There was cake and lemonade and ginger beer and potted meat sandwiches. Those children in Blyton's world collected tadpoles, ate freshly baked tarts, went on picnics, and had adventures every day. No one sweated. My Kolkata summer was as sticky as sap, endless days of baking sun, power cuts almost every day. My grandmother's garden would wilt, not a whiff of breeze would stir the trees. Mangoes were about the only consolation. No one I knew baked tarts with summer berries. There were no summer berries. There could be a sudden northwester storm that brought the sweltering heat down by a few degrees, but just for a few hours. Otherwise, our only savior was the model in a green bathing suit, tossing her hair back under a waterfall on television, promising the exciting freshness of lime in a soap and exciting hormonal teenagers in a time before the internet.
Come alive with little freshness, tingling, tangier, with the exciting freshness of lime.
I understood that these summers, the ones I endured and the ones I imagined, would never overlap. Nobody in Kolkata would ever dream of saying, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" and expect to get anywhere romantically. Nobody in Enid Blyton had heard of prickly heat powder. Both seasons were termed summer, but they meant entirely different things. Deep down, I accepted that. I'd never been to England as a boy. I knew nothing of an English summer firsthand. But I still daydreamed about it, sitting in a puddle of sweat in Kolkata, where I would sometimes hear Cliff Richard singing on the radio about going on a summer holiday.
Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to.
I would hum along in 100-degree Kolkata, oblivious to the irony of going where the sun shone brightly, while surrounded by people who unfurled umbrellas in a desperate attempt to shield themselves from even the hint of a suntan. Summer was our time to hide. Our Bengali songs of summer were about parched earth and arrows of fire. Meanwhile, my Instagram feed is filled with friends in North America and Europe excitedly welcoming the first real day of summer with barbecues, tank tops and shorts, whipping up salads with avocados and cherry tomatoes. Meanwhile, in India, my hairdresser shakes his head and says reprovingly, "Sir, you don't want a facial? You are too tanned." With time, I came to a certain uneasy peace with these two summers. Perhaps it had something to do with finally experiencing an English summer firsthand. I had my scones and clotted cream and strawberries. It was underwhelming. The scones dry, the strawberries tart. And who in their right mind wants to eat anything called clotted cream anyway? Potted meat, too, lost its Blyton sheen. Then last year, I went back to England in the summer and discovered a London red-faced and gasping for breath. It had been their hottest summer in years, and the allure of a hot summer was wearing a little thin. "You're from India? Tell me how to deal with this heat," huffed my Uber driver. In the US, I read about elderly men and women discovered dead in their apartments, alone in the middle of a heat wave. I realized I'd always dreaded summer, but I'd never been scared of it. A real Indian summer is coming to the West thanks to climate change. And as the world sizzles and burns, we nostalgically remember the summers of our childhood as being as perfect as a fuzzy peach. And in a time of global warming, the memory of that perfect summer can slip through your fingers like the juice of that sun-dappled peach.
We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to.